very live.
Blog Talk Radio.
Hold on there.
Everybody, I fucking hope you can even hear this shit. If you've paid attention, and most of you have been, some of the episodes are not going through, depending on what I'm trying to talk about. So we won't mention the the C word today, so we can actually get through on the internet. So where are we? I'm pretty sure we missed. Did we not do a forecast last week? Do you remember?
No.
We didn't?
We didn't.
I didn't?
I don't think you did.
Okay. So, I guess we got to really catch up then.
Catch up.
Well, on the third Monday, March 2nd, 2:57 p.m., Curse in the Sun is in Pisces, forms a square with the Moon in Gemini. Yay! And this is why you're having such an episode. There is a crisis theme surrounding any quarter moon phase as we feel compelled to take action. Shortly after, we are made aware of how our actions affect those close to us, perhaps through trial and error. Whatever project or initiative we begin around the new moon is now off the ground and it may face its first obstacles, whether it be new job, project, relationship. Yeah, it's happening. Phase of the moon occurs at 12 degrees and 42 minutes of Gemini, forming a square with the sun at 12 degrees and 42 minutes of Pisces, affecting people born with personal planets and points at approximately 11 to 15 degrees of immutable signs, Gemini, Virgo, Sagittarius, and Pisces most significantly. So, Sagittarius, Geminis, Virgos, Pisces, beware. Or Pisceans. Let's see. The new moon in last week occurred on Sunday, the 23rd. New moon in Pisces occurred at 10:32 a.m., marks the beginning of a new cycle. The Aquarius new moon cycle ends and the Pisces new moon cycle begins. The new moon in Pisces is a good time to commit two personal goals that express the positive energies of the sign of the fish. These include taking a leap of faith, accepting imperfections in ourselves and in others as different kind of perfection. Like perfectly imperfect, I guess. Starting a project that requires imagination and visualization skills. Consciously putting time aside for peaceful, rejuvenating activities.
You can spell rejuvenating without a Jew.
Oh, my God. Was that a Jew joke insert? Not today, Jesus. Not today.
Why did you gotta bring up Jesus?
Don't bring Jesus into this.
You're the one that said his name.
I said not today.
Jesus.
Yep.
Jesus. Sorry. Continue.
Sharing a dream with another. With this potent Pisces energy, we have the chance to make important changes in our lives. This new moon harmonizes with Mars and Uranus, and we're welcoming fresh energy and new ways of handling our lives and emotions. Mercury is in retrograde and close to this lunation, and some backtracking or lack of clarity is likely. Phase of the moon last week occurred 4 degrees and 29 minutes in Pisces, affecting people born personal planets and points approximately 0 to 8 degrees of the mutable signs. Most significantly, yet again, Gemini, Virgo, Sag, and Pisces. Wow. So if you're having turmoils and issues and you started something new and it's now getting a little rocky, now you know why. So let's see what else we have. That actually almost might be it for the catch-up. Because, I mean, if no one comes on, then I'll just get back on later and finish the other half because I can't do an hour right now.
You want to do my
own? And other news, since we can't talk about the C word.
You mean Columbus?
No. That's a... That's a for another. Go and get on the show and see if you can hear me at all.
What's the phone number?
It's 3-3-3-0-7. In the meantime. Cards out for myself because I haven't had a reading and Miss Randy's been way too busy to help me out. So let's see if I can do this. Everyone else, you can just, I think it happens for every witch that does readings. We can do everybody else's like nothing and then ours is like, we need a book.
Do my reading?
Sure. doing your readings or so.
They're still there.
They're
what?
Full of energy.
Are they?
Yeah.
Good thing, bad thing, neutral. He's still in the middle of the radio.
Just a general?
Yeah.
Alright. Oh, it's got a long time so they can sit and play. Not good. There's a caller, I think.
That's right.
Here on That's the Tea, the Zombie Tea Party. No. Nope, they didn't answer.
Hello.
Oh, hello. What can I do for you?
Are you taking questions?
Yeah, I'm taking questions today. I've been off the air for a minute, so what can I do for you?
I just had a question. I was chatting with this guy online maybe for about a week or so now, and his name began with a T.
Mm-hmm.
And I was wondering, would it be a good fit for me? I mean, I know it's my choice at the end of the day, but I was wondering if it'll be a good fit for me.
All right. Let's see what we can do here. So he's new then, I take it?
Is he new?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. Where are you calling from? I see it's a 770 area code. Where's that?
I'm Georgia.
Oh, cool. Yeah, we're popular there as well. Yay! Awesome. Good to see you. Okay, so what we're going to do is I'm going to put you by yourself on the left, and you're the stars right now, so you're being hopeful. And I'm going to put him on the right. Seven of Cups for him. So he is, in a way, trying to get his stuff figured out, and he's building again. So let's pull some more. I believe this Emperor belongs on your side. So this time around, you're taking charge for you're being more choosy. Now,
mm-hmm. Yeah.
To be careful since the past. So we'll mm-hmm. see what he's doing. Ooh, he has the Justice card. So he's got a lot of karmic debt in his past, and he's trying, mm-hmm. it looks like he's trying to do better. Yeah, got the Death card on top of that on his side, meaning turning over, like just changing overall, like a different, like a 180 in his life. Maybe something happened to him that had to make him change the way his life and thoughts. Mm-hmm. I pulled another card for him, and he has the Ten of Cups. That's like the foundation. So ultimately, it looks like he's a pretty emotional guy.
Okay.
And on your side, you have the Eight of Pentacles, which is also about, it's like watching your garden grow from being productive and, you know, what is the word? Building, I guess you can say, or in this case, growing everything around you, your foundation, your garden and stuff. So this is like you're looking at what you have to see if you need to add more, basically. That's
mm-hmm.
where your Eight of Pentacles is at. Let's do...
Okay.
what I'm going to do is, now that we see both sides, let's do a meeting in the middle and see what happens. Here's the Four of Swords. That looks good. And a final outcome, which this card just came out. Seven of Wands. Okay, so we have a story. You're meeting in the middle. It will seem mentally at a rest because you have the Four of Swords, which is about resting mentally, like a sigh of relief maybe at the time. Three of Pentacles on top of that. So teamwork, the universe giving you the tools to try and make it work with him. Your final, I'm not satisfied. Yeah, Four of Cups. That's what I got. Okay, so we have, it's going to be a little bit of a back and forth thing. It will seem okay at first, but it'll be like at the ready for fighting, basically. Seven of Wands is like she's dressed and ready for battle. And it's on, and a Four of Cups is on top of it, meaning that the honeymoon stage will be over quite quickly. It will, in the foundation, you have the Six of Cups at the bottom, which kind of put itself out there. So initially, you'll have a lot of nostalgic feelings with this person making you feel good and kind of memory lane in a way subconsciously, which gives you this open, basically, auditorium for what's happening here with him. But he has a lot of baggage. He's trying to turn over his life, and he does have emotions there, and ultimately he does want to build a life, but it's like there's a lot of extra things happening inside, so you'll get bored with it basically, because you're this strong, you have all this stuff you've done here in your new life stage, we'll call it total change here. That's why you have the stars. It's taking control over your side. He's trying, but he seems like he's weaker than you. And spiritually and mentally, he's kind of broken. So, yeah, I don't think it's going to be a good fit for long.
Okay. Well, thank you.
You're welcome. And that's the tea.
Okay.
Have a good day. Bye.
Bye.
How about that? That was... Did you feel the energy off that one? I did too. That creeped up my... Well, we got our first reading of the week, of the month, in like weeks. So they've been keeping me off the radio, depending if we use the C word or not, or the T word. Don't say it. Please don't say it. They'll cut us off. So for those of you following the page, I'm stationed like the Spiritual Hour station, but on our political platform. Trying to keep people informed. I'm in jail again, all three accounts. They got me locked down for an old crime, you could say, that I did already before and had already been punished for. So bear with me, everyone. It's been pretty crazy trying to get on, so we'll try and catch up and get everybody up here and get their questions through and stuff. So thank you for everyone who still listens. Our numbers are going up, even though I haven't been able to get on all the time. So thank you for that. Do you want yours now?
Yeah. Felt that?
Yeah, that always happens when I do yours.
Stronger than normal. I felt it with you.
Yeah, that is weird. You want to cut it once?
Mm-hmm. That's it. Thank you. Are you doing it on the show?
Yeah.
Okay.
We still have 8 minutes.
Okay.
You want a general? I don't know what this is doing. It's just doing it.
Do I have to voice my question?
Well, what's your question?
Do I have to voice it?
Yes.
Then no.
I'm just kidding. You don't have to. But yeah, look at that. Lots of swords. Jesus.
Oh, this woman.
Lots of mental thought.
Which one?
All of it. That's a six upside down.
Oh. All these women. No, you told this lady a whole story.
It gave you a week's forecast. That's what it did. Oh.
Shit.
Seven of Swords.
Does that mean I won?
No, I didn't win.
Look.
So, for tomorrow, it's a chariot and the judgment card. What is that about? Nights are always like intense and extreme, so this must be work related. You're gonna have to make some judgments on how you're going to carry on your work life because you've been lazy. Ultimatums will be given. Monday, you have the Two of Swords and the Four of Wands. So, basically, just getting your duality together. That's your mental thoughts and also trying to juggle everything. Four of Wands is about a time of, like, feeling achieved and rested.
That's Monday.
Yeah. Overall, the mood will be happy for you later. Tuesday, Six of Swords reversed and the Queen of Swords. You're gonna... Well, basically, you're not gonna have a good mental health day on Tuesday. But at the end of the day, it'll be fine. You'll get it together. Wednesday is about temperance and the moon, so secrets coming to the light. Lots of burdens to carry. But temperance talks about having patience. The moon always shines on the darkness, revealing what was in the shadows. And this talks about having heavy weight on your shoulders. And this day is the Eight of Swords and the Fool. The Eight of Swords is about self-torture, and yet we have another knight. That Knight of Cups is going to be your extreme thoughts and emotion when it comes to your love section. And you have the Fool.
Thursday?
Mm-hmm. Yep. And on Friday, we have the Eight of Cups and the High Priestess. And at the end of the day, it'll be okay. So this meeting, you're going to be looking at all of your options all around you and what you should do in whatever situation occurs in these 4 days. The High Priestess talks about having intuition. But the Sun in the end of the day, all will be well. On Saturday, you have the Ace of Cups and the Tower. And the Three of Wands. The tower will be the coming down of the kingdom that you built, or just a tower, or maybe a wall. But something is coming down. And you have the Three of Wands. The action in creation is there, like the energy for it. It's just going to be up to you what you do with it. And yet another night. Another night. Knight of Swords. Another extreme mental type of animal. And then you have the Seven of Swords and the King of Swords as your foundation on top of the Devil. Old habits die hard. One tends to go back to their old ways.
On Saturday.
This is your final outcome for the week.
Well, old habits doesn't mean that they're bad habits.
It's like, it's either like drugs, sex, partying. It could be an old vice where some people eat clay, you know, and go back to doing it. It could be anything. But the Seven of Swords usually talks about betrayal of some sort.
To whom? To me? Or am I doing the betrayal, or am I being betrayed?
That's the question. You have two kings. One's about money. And I think you're the King of Swords. I'm the Queen of Swords over here. I'm usually always the Queen of Swords. Because I'm an air sign. So if this is you, that's your King of Swords. Because in my readings, I'm always the Queen. That's you. You're him.
Okay.
The Knights are like, think of them as personalities or moods. But kings represent people. So, I think this king is your dad. And that's the tea, everybody. Have a great day. I'll be on later to finish up my spiritual hour. Bye.
I was going to say, come.